that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Today, we talk with the chairperson of and a couple of the artists from an event in Chico tomorrow called Musical Chairs. It's a unique fundraising event for the North State Symphony. This event will display and auction off many artistic conceptions of chairs created by North State artists.
As we stumble along on life's funny journey,
we'll also be listening to songs from an off-the-wall Broadway musical, The Drowsy Chaperone. That show is currently on stage at Chico Theater Company. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
Tonight in Reading at the Cascade Theater, the Palo Alto Chamber Orchestra performs a varied evening of music from the golden age of Baroque to the cutting edge with contemporary compositions. The concert, which features 34 young Northern California string musicians, starts at 7:30. At the Anderson Performing Arts Center, Axiom Repertory Theater presents Cabaret. The Kit Kat Club opens for business tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. Sunday performance time is 2 o'clock. The center is located at 1471 Ferry Street in Anderson. The June exhibition at the Orland Arts Center, Stars and Cars, Glamour, Movie Star Style, showcases the work of Dennis Asbury. His paintings feature sleek racing cars and glamorous actresses from Hollywood's golden age. Gallery hours 1 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. At Chico's Downtown Plaza tonight, enjoy the original roots reggae of Triple Tree and Conquering Lion. The Friday night concert fun begins at 6 o'clock. Next Thursday, at the Blue Room Theater in Chico, opening night for Osher Lifelong Learning Institute's Summer Play Festival, Midsummer Mischief. These 8 short original comedies explore dating, marriage, divorce, and life, all with a humorous twist. Showtime is 7:30. Chico Theater Company's latest production, a musical within a comedy titled The Drowsy Chaperone. An obsessed theater fan's favorite vintage Broadway show magically comes to life inside his apartment. Curtain time is 7:30 tonight and tomorrow. There's also a 2 o'clock Sunday matinee. Later on today's program, we'll hear songs from the original Broadway cast recording of this off-the-wall show. At 1078 Gallery, you can see Escape Routes, Life Doesn't Frighten Me, featuring the works of Boz Schur. Visit the gallery between 12:30 and 5:30, Thursday through Saturday. Chico Art Center's current show, Let's Keep Water Media Painting Alive, continues through the end of this month. You can visit the gallery any day of the week between noon and 4. Paradise's Theater on the Ridge presents Rapture, Blister, Burn. This unflinching comic look at gender politics in the 20th century plays tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. In Yuba City, the Acting Company ends its production of Boeing Boeing, a comedy set in the swinging 1960s. A bachelor juggles 3 strong-willed, sexy stewardesses until his luck runs out. The laughs begin at 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, with a final performance Sunday at 2. The Acting Company's Magic Theater, with young Yuba City performers, presents The Sousification of Romeo and Juliet. This tale by the bard of lovers who met is funny, not sad this time, you can bet. Just two final times this show will bring glee, tomorrow at 1 and tomorrow at 3. In Grass Valley at the Center for the Arts, the It's a Gas Theater Troupe performs the Gilbert and Sullivan operetta, The Pirates of Penzance. There'll be pirates on stage and maybe in the audience too, because tonight is Dress Like a Pirate Night. This musical comedy classic plays tonight and tomorrow at 8 o'clock, with a final performance Sunday at 2. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. Aldous Huxley reminds us, after silence, that which comes nearest to expressing the inexpressible is music.
Dolores Mitchell, and today I'm speaking with three people who are involved in a wonderful party and auction called Musical Chairs, a fundraiser for the North State Symphony, which will be Saturday, June 18th from 7 o'clock to when all the chairs are gone. Jennifer, you're chair of the chairs. Tell us about your adventure with these chairs.
Okay, well, it's a party and art auction, and it's benefits the North State Symphony. And it's just a unique event that brings artists and music together.
So, Jennifer, what kind of an audience do you expect for this party based on the last 2 years?
Well, it's really a diverse group because it's music and art. And so there's actually a lot of young people because it's really creative and it goes with the repurposing. So our generation is, you know, the younger generation is really into repurposing things. So this is, there's no boundaries for this. So you can take a chair, repurpose it, or take the chair and make it into an art piece, or make an art piece inspired by a chair. So, for instance, the first year we had Todd Hall do a print with The Adventures of a Chair, and he took it all over Chico and made a print, which was really an awesome print, which is now in the Dean's of Arts and Humanities. It's in his office. And then the second year, he took that chair, and Todd Hall's a pyro, if anybody knows him, and he has showed a picture of spiraling fire up to the chair, and he made postcards of the chair being burned and then of the adventures of that chair, and made an urn for the chair. So it was really cool. And it's just stuff like that that's really creative people. And then there's, you know, we've had a luggage chair for 2 years. There was chairs made out of luggage that were really cool. And that was a young artist. In fact, a lot of these artists are all different ages, all creative talents. In fact, one of the artists, my husband, is a scientist and not an artist. Well, actually, he's very creative, so.
Well, here he is looking very creative. But you have to get busy because you've got to get your chair finished.
Yes, I do. So last year, I made a chair. I hand-forged a steel electric cello chair. And this year, I'm making a chair that is based in Art Deco theme.
Tell me about this electric cello chair. It won the best of the show last year.
It did. And it was inspired by my beautiful wife's love of a movie called The Red Violin and musicians that play electric cellos. And so I took the design of the electric cello and incorporated the violin design and made it for my wife, chair of the event.
Well, thank you very much. And I understand, Richard, that all the chairs always sell.
They do. The simple act of sitting down has been interpreted in history thousands and thousands and thousands of ways. And many of them are collectible. I collect chairs. A lot of people know that. And I probably talk about it too much. But the point is that the chairs that we ask for or hope for don't have to be sittable. They can be chairs that are representative because they're the kinds of things that really show creativity. It's just an event that allows a lot of openness and a lot of communication and just people getting together that normally wouldn't.
Well, Richard, I've already seen a photo of the chair that you have created, and it would be very hard to sit in it.
It would be. I'm really doing two chairs this year, and one of them was just a thought that I had, and I took a group of 50 Jenga blocks, and I made a chair out of 50 Jenga blocks. And it isn't sittable, of course, but it's a little sculpture. And next to it, I have 50 Jenga blocks that are unassembled, and so I call the chair 50 Jenga blocks unassembled and 50 Jenga blocks as a chair.
Am I the only one in all of Chico who does not know what a Jenga block is?
Jenga is a game, and you buy this game, a lot of kids play with it, and it's a stack of blocks that are all identically shaped. And you start pulling them out, and the one who wins is the one who's left after all the others have fallen down, because it's a tower of blocks. But they're small. They're about 2 inches by a half inch by a half inch. I've gone through three different ideas this year. One of them was a mid-century modern interpretation, which I've sort of gotten rid of because I didn't want to destroy one of my mid-century modern chairs. And the other one was something that I wanted to cobble together with pieces. But what I'm really doing is I'm making another wooden chair out of flooring samples, wood flooring samples. So it'll be an interesting thing when it's finished. I'm still working on it.
Will it be sittable?
Oh, yes. This one will be sittable.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, you're one of these rare people that any organization treasures because you get things done and you do absolutely everything and you can do them all yourself if you need to. So what have you had to do this year?
Well, we got the music. Boggs is playing and they're a young jazz group that I hear has a great following. So that will be really fun. In fact, last year we had dancing. And so we're looking forward to that. And we're also going to have ensembles from the orchestra playing during the first part. And then we're having it's going to be catered by Fresh Approach, which is hors d'oeuvres. We've picked that out. So we've got some really nice hors d'oeuvres. And Richard Jackson is hosting and donating the bar. And he does some killer mixed drinks. So you need to come for just that part. And it is. It's a great party. Also, we're having a wine chair, which we did last year. And in the wine chair, we've had all this donated wine, and all of it's valued over $20. And you buy a ticket. The ticket's $25, and you're guaranteed a bottle of wine. And so then you get to pick. It's like a bingo game, and you pick a bottle. And a lot of them are like $60, $40. There'll probably be a $100 bottle of wine. And that part, everybody looks forward to. So that's a really interesting part to this because you get a good value. No matter what bottle of wine you get a good bottle. And also, we have a lot of sponsors for the event, too, because you can actually sponsor a chair. So we have people sponsoring the artist, and that's been really, really cool. And we also have this chair. One of our guest artists this year is Jake Early. And he was really excited to participate in, we have his, he did like a stool, which for him, he talked about having a stool in his artist studio. And so this was like a stool he had in his artist studio. And on the stool, you'll see there's a print of Chico of the red bike, if you love that print, which I do. And then one of the, it's the Golden Gate Bridge of San Francisco. So it's a really neat. And he signed the stool. So that will be one of the bid items at the event. And we've got we have like 30 artists participating. And that's what makes this really fun too, because the artists are going to be at the event. Jake Early will not be at the event this year because his son has activity at that time. But most all the artists attend. So it's really fun. So you get to meet them also. Just, you know, it really is a cool event. You know, because you get art, you get music, you get a bar. I mean, that's all the ingredients for a great party.
I'm speaking now to Richard Macias, who has multifunctions related to this event. Certainly one of them is as an artist, but he certainly has a strong feeling of why this is an important event.
Well, it is. it benefits the North State Symphony. And it began 3 years ago when it was decided that we should have something that links the idea of art with music. And we do have all of these fine musicians on the stage, and many of them are sponsored. We call that the chair sponsorship program. And we thought something, some kind of an event that recognized that, but to have a really great party. So we thought, well, let's have an art auction and have the local artists, of which there are many in the Chico area, prepare chairs that we can auction to benefit the symphony. And we thought that this would be an excellent way to expose not only the symphony, but maybe to draw a more diverse crowd to the symphony and to have a fun party at the same time.
Jennifer, give listeners a rundown once more about the logistics of this event.
Okay, so Musical Chairs, it's a party and art auction, will be Saturday at the Arc Pavilion, which is Park Avenue in Chico. And there'll be appetizers, live auction, musical entertainment, and lots of fun. So you can get tickets online from the North State Symphony website under events, or you can buy tickets at the front door.
Thank you very much.
Our visual art expert, Dolores Mitchell, has been talking with Jennifer Pierce, the chairperson of the Musical Chairs event, benefiting the North State Symphony. We also heard from Brian Pierce and Richard Macias, two of the 40 artists who have created imaginative versions of the concept of chairs. You can attend Musical Chairs tomorrow night, starting at 7 o'clock at the Arc Pavilion in Chico, 2040 Park Avenue. There's a Broadway musical that was on stage in New York about 10 years ago. It has a very unlikely name, The Drowsy Chaperone. And that show is now on stage at Chico Theater Company. The premise of the show is there's this man that we meet at the beginning of the first act. He's a big Broadway musical fan and a collector of original cast recordings. And he talks to us, and he puts on a record of one of his favorite shows. It's a vintage Broadway show from the 1920s called The Drowsy Chaperone. And as he plays the record, the show comes to life right there in his apartment. People start coming out of doors and going across the stage and doing dance routines around him, all magically transforming his apartment.
How are we today? A little quiet? I'm feeling a little blue myself. You know, a little anxious for no particular reason. A little sad that I should feel anxious at this age. You know, a little self-conscious anxiety resulting in non-specific sadness. A state that I call blue. Anyway, whenever I'm feeling this way, blue, I like to listen to my music. So I was going through my box of records this morning. Yes, records. And what did I find but one of my favorite shows, Gable and Stein's The Drowsy Chaperone. Remember? Music by Julie Gable, lyrics by Sidney Stein. Let me read you what it says on the back of the album. It says, mix-ups, mayhem, and a gay wedding. Well, of course, the phrase gay wedding has a different meaning now, but back then it just meant fun. And that's just what this show is, fun. Now, let's visualize. Imagine, if you will, it's November 1928. You've just arrived at the doors of the Morosco Theater in New York. It's very cold, and a heavy gray sleet is falling from the sky, but you don't care, because you're going to see a Broadway show. Listen.
My dress, my fancy dress. I don't know why I'm wearing it, I must confess. My dress, I love my dress. Would someone tell me why I put it on?
Yes, yes, your dress, your fancy dress. 'Twas such a pleasure airing it, restitching and repairing it. God bless your dress, it's one fine dress. And I will tell you why you put it on. Wedding bells will ring, wedding bells will chime. Madam, you're the hostess and it's happy wedding time. Wedding bells will ding, wedding bells will dong. Wedding bells will ding-a-ling and we will ding along.
Your dress, your fancy dress. We're very, very glad you put it on.
Wedding guests have come.
Wedding guests are here.
Wedding guests are at the door and soon they will appear.
I'm Robert, the bridegroom. I'm here to marry Janet, that star of Felt Six Follies, whom I love a lot.
I'm George, that's George, his best man, George. I'm honored to be doing what a best man ought. Ah, Mrs. Tottendale. Now don't worry, this whole wedding's gonna run like clockwork.
Oh, is there going to be a wedding?
I'm Felchick, producer. I lost my leading lady. I gotta stop this wedding or I'm not worth squat.
I'm Kitty, just Kitty. I came with Mr. Felchick. I'll be a leading lady if I get my shot.
We're pastry chefs.
We're pastry chefs.
We cross our hearts, we're pastry chefs.
No fakery.
A bakery
is what we got.
Adolfo, Adolfo, my name it is Adolfo. I am the king of romance, so I kiss a lot.
You are the king of romance, so you kiss a lot. Wedding bells will ring, wedding bells will chime. Wedding bells will celebrate a happy wedding time. Someone hasn't come, someone isn't here. Where is Janet Van der Graaf and when will she appear?
Janet Van der Graaf, maid of honor, friend and confidant, and all that rot. Where's the bar?
So Janet Van der Graaf, the glamorous Broadway star, is going to get married to leave her life of showbiz to become just an average housewife. Or so she says.
I don't want to show off no more. I don't want to sing tunes no more. I don't want to ride moons no more. I don't want to show off. I don't want to wear this no more. Play the saucy Swiss miss no more. Blow my signature no more. I don't want to show off.
don't try to control me. I've made up my mind, and that's it. I quit. I'm leaving it all behind. I don't want to be cute no more. Make the gentleman hoot no more. I don't want to wear fruit no more. I don't want to show off.
She don't want to show off no more. She don't
want to
show off.
I don't want to show off.
She don't want to show off no more. Off no more.
Not me. Whee! Show off.
Spectacularly silly musical within a comedy, as it's called, The Drowsy Chaperone. It's a particular treat for Broadway musical fans. It was on Broadway just about 10 years ago, and now it's on stage at Chico Theater Company. That's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts where you live. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.